One of the dangers of the spiritual life is taking God's many blessings for granted. Today, I want to avoid that by talking about one of the gifts we all share here at St. Philip Deacon. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We're approaching about 400 episodes on this channel. I just checked the number. There has not been a specific theme that has been a red thread through all of them, I don't think. That said, there is a topic that if I went back and looked at all the episodes, I think it's come up more than a few times. Theme would be maybe gratitude or thankfulness or appreciation. And that is certainly true broadly. I think as Christians, we are invited to have a posture of gratitude and appreciation. I've often referenced one of my favorite authors, G.K. Chesterton, on that front. Today, sort of as a subset of that broader theme of gratitude and appreciation and thankfulness, I want to zero in and say thank you to our amazing staff here at St. Philip Deacon. A couple times a year, typically, I will take each of our staff out individually and just have a cup of coffee with them. I meet with many of them, a couple times a month anyway. But this is just a sort of dedicated time to be able to visit, sit with them, hear what's going on, talk about the church, talk about their lives. And so I'm just sort of coming to the end of that process right now, sort of as we, I guess, transition into the summer months. And I'm just struck again by the talent, by the faithfulness, by the creativity, by the goodness of our staff. It is an incredible privilege to work here at St. Philip Deacon. And one of the things that makes it such a privilege and such a blessing is precisely that I get to work alongside all of these amazing team members. And so I want to just pause in this episode to say to all of them, thank you for your amazing work. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the ways that you guide and direct and lead this wonderful, healthy, vital congregation. Please know that I am indeed very grateful for each and every one of you. And then maybe for those of you who are members or who otherwise are connected to the church, maybe just a invitation for you, if you're around this summer, and I know, by the way, that a lot of people are traveling, and as I mentioned last week and last week's episode, if you are traveling, if you have some leisure time, some time for recreation and rest, then I certainly affirm that and celebrate that, and I know that people's rhythms and patterns get a little bit adjusted during the summer months in all kinds of ways, so whoever you are, whatever you're doing, I hope you're having a chance for some leisure and some rest. But if you are around in the summer months here at St. Philip Deacon during the week or over the weekends at worship, could I just invite you to stop one of our staff members and say what I've just told them, what I'm just saying here rather, and just say thank you. Thank you for your work. Thank you for what you do to make this place, St. Philip Deacon, such an amazing community. Thank you for your faithfulness. Those kinds of words of affirmation mean a lot, and in the case of our staff, of our team, I think they deeply deserve it. And again, as I've been meeting with them one-on-one over the last few weeks, I'm just reminded of how blessed all of us are by their presence. So, that's really all I wanted to say today. I have a feeling this might be a slightly shorter episode, and that's okay too. But anyway, I hope you're enjoying the summer months. Again, if you see some of our staff during these upcoming months or any time during the year, please stop them and say thank you. And I want to thank you for being here this week. And until next time, as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.